All right, hello, how are you all doing today? Woo! Okay, good morning, good afternoon, whatever it may be. Yeah, about Seth's piece, I don't know if you guys noticed or felt the same, but he seemed a little unprepared. I mean, I don't know about you guys. No, I want to apologize for technical difficulties. However, you know, I don't think he quite put the same amount of thought into his song selection as I have. You know, this project is really, really important for me. Because of that, you know, I decided to choose some songs that really meant a lot to me, ranging from my childhood to more recent songs. The first song that I chose was one that brings a lot of memories to heart, fond memories of my father. When I was young, I went to this preschool, like I guess most kids do. And it was the best thing in the world when my dad would come and pick me up early. Didn't have to be really early, you know, 15 minutes early, but, you know, I was always the kid that got up and looked around and like, that's right, I'm going home now. See you guys later. And I get in his little truck. He worked construction, so I have these vivid memories of it, you know, covered in tools, and the smell of sawdust always reminds me of my dad, but we'd always do things like go to the dump, and for me that was just like the most fun I could ever have. And we'd always flip on the radio, and this one song in particular always reminds me of going to the dump with my dad. Who's fired now? It was an old car, so the radio was a little faulty. Sometimes the song wouldn't play right away. Other times it would. So Dad, this one goes out to you.
Thank you.
So that's the song, I guess. The next song that I'd like to play for you all is one that is also has sort of an interesting story. When I was in the fourth grade, I had this teacher. Her name was Miss Gothy. She was really awesome. She played rugby and really liked music. And every morning back then, it was policy that we stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance. And she had this really cool tradition where we would sing the Pledge of Allegiance to this song. So here it goes. Pledge of Allegiance. To the Republic. Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. With liberty and justice for all. God bless America. Hey, she was ahead of her time, apparently. For which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice. I pledge allegiance. Thank you, thank you. She was ahead of her time. But this next song, to take it down a notch, is one that reminds me of the first crush I ever had. It was also in fourth grade. She was so nice. Oh, her name. I could never forget her name. Just as I could never forget the Pledge of Allegiance. Her name was Evangela. And wow, she was something. As a matter of fact, for her, I also wrote my first poem. And put it to this music.
I'm not very good at singing songs, but here's a try.
This one goes out to you, baby. Wherever you may be.
scratch. You must first invent
Evangelo.
Space is filled with a net.
You and I,
you and I,
stars floating around.
No one else can come. The sky calls to us.
Burning.
We do not destroy ourselves.
Yearning.
We will one day
to become binary
stars. A glorious dawn of us, not a sunrise, but a galaxy.
Oh, Evangelo, how badly I wanted your crown. The way you drew and drew and drew.
Elegant truths of exquisite relationships of the awesome.
I still remember your
left-handed
scissors.
How well we understand this cosmos, in which we float. Like a mode of dust.
I often pretended I was a lefty, just so I could use them.
Recollect.
I'd come and talk to you and say, hey,
Evangelo,
how you doing?
The simplest thought, like the concept of the number one.
Can I borrow those left-handed scissors?
The brain has its own language for testing the structure and consistency of the world. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise.
I knew deep in the academy and say,
a morning filled with
that's a shit, man, and I'm not a lefty.
The rising of the Milky Way.
But that just made me want you more.
The sky calls to us. If we do not destroy ourselves, we will one day venture to the stars.
Out there on the playground, we would jump on the swing, and I would play on the monkey bars easily. Sometimes I like to go to the slide, but the monkey bars are always fun.
Was there
I don't know, I like the monkey bars, so I played on them. I didn't really see much on the playground, not with my own. You on your swing and playing my monkey bars, but as soon as recess was over, girl, it was all about you.
Human history when we are
sitting there, with your
visiting
desk,
other worlds.
Trap a sleeper.
A glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion
blue pencils.
The rising of the Milky Way.
A still
more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns.
I want to say,
the rising of the Milky Way.
Wherever you are now, whatever you may be doing, the one thing that comes to mind
is
when
the shore
I think
of the cosmic ocean.
Recently,
the way we've waited on the way up.
Share your chocolate
the water seems inviting.
With your little sister, even though I know you didn't want to. Thank you. Thank you.
How are we doing on time?
2 more minutes. Oh, there's more, of course. Oh, well, in that case, we'll cut it short, although I do have several more equally nostalgic songs that I selected. So, coming next, I'll pass it off to Dylan or Satya, whoever he may be on this particular day.
I got a plug-in. Someone wants to do some stand-up for a moment.
I don't have any fun. Is this one working? I might be on the wrong one.
I'll tell my story about my car.
Hello. Yeah, I don't have any funny stories, but I do have an interesting one. I was telling Lee this morning on the way to class about how I don't believe in karma so much because of this incident that happened in the last 2 days. Monday, I was leaving class, and I was walking by in the bookstore, and lo and behold, I found some dude's wallet on the corner of Central and the walkway with almost $200 in cash in it, all his credit cards, driver's license, everything. So I try to track him down, can't find him, call the police to turn it in so they can give it back to him. They don't show up for an hour. So I decided to go over to UNM and turn it in there so somebody would have it. I'm not responsible for it anymore. So after doing that kind deed, I woke up this morning. Somebody breaks into my car and steals my stereo. But they crawled through my trunk to get in the car. Yeah, they crawled through the trunk. Well, it's a Jeep, so it has a big door on the back. And they popped that open and came in and stole my stereo. So I see. So why am I getting screwed now, though? What did I do before? Oh, I guess. Is that how it works? I thought it was, okay. Well, precisely at this time, because time is a big circle. I see. Okay. No, I just think it's funny that, for one, the cops made it inconvenient for me to do something nice for somebody. It was like waiting till 10 o'clock at night for these people to show up, and they didn't show up. They weren't that interested in their civic duties.
No, I actually don't have anything to say.
Okay, he's ready.